Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 87 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll talk through my week in terms of goldmaking, I'll talk about what's going on with the game, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll be talking about the recently announced version 4.10 of Trade Skill Master, the add-on that I use and that a lot of goldmakers use, and it's by far the biggest one. It was recently announced, and I have access to the alpha, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've seen, what I'm most excited for, and what I enjoy about it. So that's going to be nice. Of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, get access to all the episodes 7 days ahead of time. So if you're interested in that, check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now, let's go right into my week. Now, sadly, I have I recently had to... We're remodeling the basement in my house, which means... Or the bathroom in the basement. So I had to move my entire computer setup, and I have the document where I store all of the data on my retail gold making on my other computer that is currently packed down until we finish the remodel. So I don't actually have the sales data for this week. So what I... But we have some data because we have where we are right now, and we have what I what happened yesterday. So currently I'm sitting at 7.6 million gold, 7.7, which is 200,000 gold less than what I had last week. So yeah, that's a little sad. I know I bought some BOEs, but I don't remember how many. But I think it's pretty safe to say that my sales were not too strong this week. The BOE market has slowed down a little bit. I know I had 162,000 gold in sales yesterday, which is usually smaller than my daily mailboxes have been lately, because corrupted BOEs have overall been really good. And I spent 67,000 gold on BOEs, so most likely I've spent about 300,000 gold more on BOEs, which makes sense because I distinctly remember buying one for 270,000. So a little bit of a spendy week, but not a hyper spendy one. And not a lot of sales, which is very sad. But nothing to be done about that. Just keep trucking. Of course, I'm not doing any crafting at the moment, but in terms of my actual empire, but I will be doing that very shortly, because I'm redoing the 30 days to a token challenge, and it's going pretty well. I've leveled inscription and blacksmithing to 175 now. I just passed 100,000 gold in auction house value on day 12, and sales have been increasing every day. Every day has been better than the last in terms of sales. So things are definitely working. Steady and increasing sales, cooking and canny gear, inscription trinkets. Those are probably the main ways I make gold, with cooking. I think cooking brings in most of it. I've not really done any farming yet, which is pretty interesting. Very little. I did a little bit of 2x4 farming, but mostly just questing. My tailoring druid is now 120 though, so once I get a little bit more gear, I can potentially join 2x4 groups on him. But I don't think I'll need to, because you get a lot of gold from just like doing the emissaries and stuff like that. And now that I have 2 120s, which I was allowing myself more level 120s, I'll definitely be even more effective with world quests and stuff like that. So I think I'll make it with very little farming this time around. But we'll see. So that's it for BFA. So how am I doing in Classic? Well, currently I have just under 4,200 gold, and I have auctions posted worth 4,300, so that's a pretty sizable increase since last week. I'm sitting on the same amount of gold, but I have 1,400 gold more on the auction house, probably because I recorded this just after doing a restocking session, which is something I've been very lazy with this week, because my sales this week were just 1,900 gold. Where they've usually been about 3,000, so mostly because I've just been spending more time crafting in retail for the 30 days to a token challenge and just slowing down slightly on Classic for a week or for a couple of weeks, which is perfectly fine because I still have more than enough gold. I also bought approximately 250 gold worth of consumables this week for both my rogue and warlock. So I definitely spent a decent amount of gold as well on non-gold making related stuff, which just makes the 4,000 gold in current liquid look even better by comparison. So that's very nice. I've tried to keep up with flipping, but I very, very rarely find deals. So not much going on there. I have finally gotten my Sapper Chargers crafting back online. I still have a huge backlog of solid stones that I need to work through. So that's nice. One thing that I really want to do now is Black Lotus is now much cheaper and much easier to get. Essentially back to about how it was before Soul Grub, actually. So I really want to get into proper flask crafting, trying to bring materials into every Blackwing lair, or maybe just doing some Scholomance runs, because I still want the headpiece for my best in slot, or not best in slot, but for the tier 0.5 set, which is pretty good for rogues. But I definitely want to do that. I've had very, very good success with selling the spell power flask in particular. So that's definitely something I want to do more of. It's a very, very strong gold making recipe, particularly because by the time this episode is out, of course, we'll be right smack dab in the middle of parsing week. The Darkmoon Fair buff is live, so everyone will be looking to use even more consumables to really push themselves over the edge. So having some flasks ready to go for that will be pretty, pretty huge. That's about it for what I've been doing. So let's take a look at what's going on with the game. In BFA, there's really there's not much to say. We're in the last patch of the cycle. People are winding down, enjoying the corruption vendor, trying out some stacked corruption builds, and some of them are pretty ridiculous. So that's fun for the people who can gear them. Yeah, I don't think I have anything more to say about BFA at this point. We'll probably start talking about Shadowlands instead and focusing on the new news we hear. I don't have Alpha access yet, so I won't be able to look at professions, which is what, of course, we will be mostly interested in. But gameplay is also very important to understand, like what players will be focusing on, what items they will need to succeed at that, and whether or not you can sell services to them. Now in Classic, as I mentioned earlier, Darkmoon Fair is in town. So that has a lot of ramifications. Number one, the tickets. If people are about to hit level 60 on their caster alts, they may be interested in buying the 1200 ticket necklace from Darkmoon Fair, which requires a lot of crafted items. I recently wrote about this, so you can check out that blog post to get an idea of which items you want to go for. But selling the full package can be very lucrative this week. It was very hard to get one last week when I tried. I barely made it in time on the last day, and I paid very high prices relative to market value for most of the things I needed. So there's definitely some opportunities to price gouge, and demand for the items will be much higher this week than they usually are, so that's something to look into. This is also, of course, going to be a parsing speedrun week. When they get the Darkmoon Fair buff, then you can go absolute max DPS, which is needed to do a good speedrun and to even get top-level parses for the people who care about that. Which means that they will be wanting to eke out every advantage they can get. So consumables, I expect consumables to do really well this week, repost often, and just get everything onto the auction house, because people are gonna need it. People are gonna flask, people are gonna go absolutely ham. This is one of the last chances. There's gonna be one or two more rounds of the Darkmoon Fair before Ankirash, most likely. So take advantage, sell. Fire resistance potions in particular are gonna start trending downwards as Blackwing Lair becomes the former tier, and Ankirash becomes the new hard one. So now we'd get some questions from patrons, but we don't have any this week. So we shall just dive right into the discussion point, which is, of course, version 4.10 of Trade Skill Master. So for those of you unfamiliar with Trade Skill Master, it is, in my opinion, the best gold-making add-on in the game. Without it, I would not be into gold-making as much as I am. It's a complete game-changer and extremely nice. And they just recently announced the new version 4.10, which is a huge update. Tons of changes. It is actually in alpha right now, and I've been lucky enough to get access to the alpha version. So I've been playing around with it a little bit, not too much yet, but I'll keep playing around with it. And I had the first look on stream the other day, which you can now find on my YouTube channel if you look for it, and even or check it linked in the podcast description. Yeah, we won't be talking about all of the changes here because there are so many of them. So I definitely suggest going over the blog post over on the tradeskillmaster.com site to check out what the changes are. We will just be focusing on the ones that I'm most interested or most excited about. So the first thing you would see when you open the new version is, of course, the new user interface. There's now plenty of new customization options, including they've added the ability to add total gold and total profit columns to the ledger. You can change out any columns, you can remove any you don't care about. You can resize a lot more windows. The dashboard graph is now interactive, so there are tons of changes like that. Of course, making analysis of your own gold-making efforts more easily available is something that I really appreciate personally. Not having to go through a full export to a spreadsheet software to figure out what items are selling. That's going to be very nice, and what items you're getting gold from, more importantly. So I think this is a very good change. It's not like super exciting on its own, but personally, I'm a huge fan of the ledger, and I think the ledger also could have loads of improvements. So any improvements they make to the ledger is something that I'm personally going to be very happy about. Now, a more interesting change, perhaps at least on the in terms of functionality, is the fact that they've added a bunch of new price sources, including the ability to reference your operation prices, both your auctioning min, normal, and max prices, the maximum shopping price, and stuff like that. Sniper operations as well. So this is very interesting. You can now, that would be, I think this would be very cool in crafting operations, for instance. You could use your shopping max price as the material cost for some markets, for instance, to guarantee a profit. And then the shopping max price could be a more involved one, or it could just be a DB market or something like that. So that's pretty cool. There's also, you can now have the smart average buy price is now a separate price source rather than an option. And you can refer to the number of items you have on you, a num inventory. This is also going to be very useful, in particular in combination with the next change, which is the fact that you can now use value sources in several new fields. This includes the post cap, the stack size, the restock quantity. All of these can be set using a formula rather than just a hard-coded value. So there's a lot of new interesting combinations you can make with that, which is extremely good. As an example, you can now make more generalized operations for many different items that will automatically adapt the number of items you sell, because for some items you don't want to post more than you can expect to sell in a single repost session, because that's gonna just give you deposit costs. So one market where this is relevant is something I wrote about back in Legion, which is the idea of just buying ores, melting them into bars, and then posting those bars to the auction house. The hard part, or the very annoying part of doing this setup, is figuring out how many to post of each of the different bars, because all of them have different amounts they typically sell in on any given day. So before, you had to go through each different item, look at the region average daily sold, and then make separate auctioning operations based on however many you wanted to post for sale. So that was a lot of work. Now you can just make one operation. set the post cap to 50% or 80% of region average daily sold and apply it to the entire group and you're done. It's amazing. So this is something that I think will be very useful, especially for those of us, who, if you are like me and you like to generalize and reuse operations. As some of you may know, I've been using the same basic crafting operation for crafted gear since Legion, and it still works because it's just simple, just based on crafting costs. So that's going to be huge for me. I think that's very interesting. Some other cool things that they've added is the ability to search for items in the base group and then quickly add them to a group. So rather than having to go to Wowhead, find the item links, add those to the tradeskillmaster.com group creator, and then import that back into a group, you can now just make a group where you, for instance, add all of the mounts in the game that are tradable with just a few clicks inside the add-on. This is going to be very useful, particularly for newer players looking to just easily make some groups. For instance, you can easily make a group by just searching for uncanny and adding all of the uncanny pieces to a group, and you'd be good to go to start posting those. So that's pretty cool. Now, in addition to most of the changes I've talked about now are sort of important functionality changes, most of them. There are some more quality of life style changes, including the ability to pause and then resume a shopping scan. So if you're doing a shopping scan for 10 different materials, for instance, and you see that one of them is extremely cheap, like say 30% of the max price or 30% of market value, then you want to buy that right away before someone else can. So you can pause the scan, buy that auction, and then keep going with the scan exactly where it left off, which is going to save you time every time you do a scan. You can also, which is very cool, you can now set favorite recipes that will show up at the top of the crafting window. I've already found this to be extremely useful in particularly in Classic, where you have a lot of intermediate crafts. So for engineering, for instance, I favorited Goblin Separate Charges, Unstable Triggers, and Solid Blasting Powder, and now those three are at the top and I can just see all of them at the same time. For this is something I don't use a crafting operation for, because essentially I just craft as many separates as I can find solid stone for, because they sell so quickly. So that's also very nice. Now, if you've heard all this and you're interested in when can I get it, there's going to be a beta test. It's coming pretty soon. So far for me, the alpha has been pretty stable. We have some bugs, but I think the beta should be very, very useful and good to iron out kinks. Definitely, this has been working better than the TSM4 alpha and beta, which was very unstable. So they definitely learned something since then. If you have TSM Premium, then you are guaranteed an invite to the beta when it opens. Otherwise, you'll have to opt in and hope and wait. So if you've been considering Premium, that's something you can. There's a little extra bonus in it for you now. So far it looks really good. That's my opinion. The basic functionality works as well as ever, and there are some cool new toys and tricks that we can use. That I will use eventually, so that's going to be very good. The Tradeskill Master team keeps putting out a very good add-on, so I'm really happy with the improvements, and I'm going to enjoy gold making in using 4.10 as well. So that's it for me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.